Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to our second hour of SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com. The Beastie Boy taking us right into it here on a Tuesday evening. My little throwback to my DJ days. Oh, wow. That was crazy. The worst part of it is all the people calling you up wanting tickets and all that all the time. Big O probably was one of those guys when he was a kid. He used to call up and get all those tickets to those concerts.
So the phrase that paid.
I'll tell you the phrase that paid. Oh, man, that's crazy. Welcome back. What a great first hour. If you missed us, you could check it out on the WQAM.com. Go up to where it says On Demand, and we are there. That first hour's in the books, and now we turn our attention to the second hour, where I know University of Miami fans, every time a player commits for class of 2019, more excitement builds. And when you get big-time athletes like our first guest here of the second hour, Josiah Pierre, you kind of know that there's a fever pitch down at Coral Gables. This is a guy that is good, either plays outside linebacker, DN, big kid, saw him play on film, runs extremely well, certainly somebody that Miami needs in this building process, and he joins us this evening. Josiah, thanks so much for taking the time.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
This has got to be pretty exciting for you. I mean, you're a high school senior. A lot of people around the country are, Miami fans are seeing all these new commitments. They sat through the 18 class, and now they're watching this impressive class of 2019. How do you look at it? I mean, it looks to me like a lot of fun and a lot of guys getting together to make a cause better.
Yeah, man. You know, it's really exciting, and it's really a blessing, too. You know, now it's like that's your time to, like, pop up. You know, it's your senior year, and it's just, like, that's where, like, the fun part starts. Like, the younger years, it's fun here and there, but your senior year is, you know, where it matters, you know, how you finish. You know, everybody can start, but how you finish, that's what really matters the most.
I see. I mean, you're into the social media as well, and you see how that starts with last year. I know that Lorenzo Lingard and Brevin Jordan from Las Vegas kind of started that out. Now the class of 2019 has their own little hashtags and all that. That's got to be special for you because you're in this group. I mean, they're only going to take a certain amount of players, and right now you're in that elite group. Talk about that and what you're looking forward to more than ever when you get down to Miami.
I mean, I'm looking, build a bond those guys, get to know them more. You know, it's really exciting to see how the class used to start in the beginning, now it's building up, and it's become like a really exciting class. And just seeing that grow, that's really cool. You know, just look forward to that, get to know the guys a bit more because everybody's committing here and there. But once we get to know each other, it should be better.
Josiah Pierre joins us. Mount Dora Bible.
Mount Dora Christian.
Mount Dora Christian. I had Mount Dora Bible. Is that the church, Mount Dora Bible?
It used to be called that, but they changed up the name years ago. So, yeah.
I know they had a pretty good kid that went to UCF. Not too long ago as well. So you guys have put out some players as well. You play basically, I'm sure. Do you play on both sides of the ball for them as well?
Yes, sir. I play running back.
Yeah, I figured that they wouldn't keep a Cadillac on the bench there because I watch you play defense and you do make an impression. What excites you the most about playing defense? I mean, because you look like you're pretty agile and you drop in the coverage, you can chase people, you do a lot of good things. What excites you about playing on the defensive side of the ball?
I mean, it just gives you like that motive, like you're defending, it's your territory, and like so when you have that with like your squad, your other defenders, just build that excitement because it's just more fun than offense, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
It's just you know, where you got to tackle people. It's just really exciting about that. It's just defending. It just gives you a name. It gives you, like, a standard when you have, like, your defensive player. That's how I feel like what's the meaning of being a defender.
Yeah, well, and I'll tell you, I watch you play. I mean, I watch you run the ball, too. You can't not like that. I mean, people are bouncing off of you, and you're running away from them, and it gives a chance for a lot of people to see your speed, too. You got a lot of quickness. And what was it about football? I mean, did you start this at a young age? How old were you when you kind of, like, gravitated towards that sport, or was there another sport that was important as well?
Actually, there really wasn't. Like, all my life, I've grown up, I've done a lot of things. You know, I've been doing theater. I used to do some acting classes before I started football, actually.
Nice.
And I didn't start football until my eighth grade year when I transferred to Mount Dora Christian.
Oh, okay.
It was my first year. So I started doing football. My mom and brothers wanted me to give it a try because I was 6 feet tall and, like, going into eighth grade. So they were like, yo, decide, just give it a try.
Yeah.
So I did. So I did that. So I was like, all right, fine. Next, after my first year, I was like, you know what? Like, I really feel like I could do good in the sport. So I decided to take it seriously. So from there on, just went on with the story.
And how did this evolve now? I mean, here you are. I mean, this must be a surprise to everybody in your family. Get an opportunity to be recruited by one of the best football programs going, you know, Rising's program, an established school. I guess the academics had a lot to do with it as well.
I mean, it was surprising. You know, I wasn't really, you know, expecting it, you know, to come this, like, at that early when I was in ninth grade. And it's just like, you know, it was good for my family as well.
Yeah.
And it's just like, just, you know, it's something, you know, just be humble about and just keep working. That's really it. And just have the right people around you and, you know, be great for the ones who help you and just keep grinding.
Yep, no doubt. Josiah Pierre joining us, Mount Dora Christian. I'll tell you another thing, too. A lot of conversation I know today when Aubrey Huff, I think yesterday, committed. You were one of the first guys to congratulate him and retweet his announcement. And that's got to be pretty interesting, too. You know, when you get an opportunity, those are guys you're going to be – you never know. You guys could be roommates. I mean, you never know. Talk about that, because I think that's starting a team bond before you ever become really a team.
I mean, that's really cool, man. Getting a new guy, man, gets to know him more and just building the class bigger and making the class better. You know, that's good for Miami, the program, and us, you know, us linebackers can get to know each other more.
Over the next, now, would you come in early or would you just come in regular time?
I'm trying the process to come in early.
Okay. In that time, what do you think you need to work on before you get into college and competing, you know, for playing time? What do you personally think you need to work on?
Everything. Nothing.
Didn't expect that.
Yeah. College, I know in my mind it's going to be a different story. I can't just come in there and expect things to be given to me.
No.
It's just, you just got to just earn out there. So I just got to work on a lot of stuff. Get me, you know, to be prepared to compete.
Yeah,
you know, to out there.
During this summer coming up, the off season, do you work out a lot? Do you have a schedule? What are the next few months about?
Just more of like a summer work program, like, you know, for football teams, we're gonna do a lot of summer stuff, more bonding, probably some camps and everything, and I don't know about official visits. I don't know if that's going to be summer or in the fall.
Right.
It could be around those times, but how my summer's probably planning to be like.
Well, that's neat. Now, obviously, you'll be down in South Florida for the Paradise Camp. I believe that's in late July this year.
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff. So everybody will get a chance to eyeball you and check you out and talk to you like they do all the new guys. You know how that is. Last year, all the class of 2018 kids came and everybody wanted to know everything about them. And I'm sure you sound like somebody that you'd love to mix in with them. And you'll be a tremendous addition. I'll tell you this. You're a good guy. And from what I've seen on film, you're looking pretty good. And Miami got a tremendous athlete, Josiah, and I appreciate you taking the time this evening. I can't wait to see you down here. I know the Hurricane fans are excited too.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Anytime, Josiah Pierre, University of Miami guy. I know Danny G, your boy. I know you're a big Hurricane fan. You're sitting there plotting all the recruits out before. You're not. Manny Chang is going to be, oh, yeah, I'm a Miami fan. They're 5-0. But if they lose two games, hey, where's my purple and gold to LSU? And now he's into Florida State. I don't. The only reason I take him serious because he is a Flyers and an Eagle fan. You know that, Danny? I know you don't have to say you're the old new kid on the block, Danny. You can say whatever you want. Still ahead, we are up here until 9 o'clock. Larry Scott from the University of Florida scheduled to join us at 8:45. At 8:30, Chris Merritt, the head coach at Christopher Columbus, will check in. About 8:20 or so, Coach John Battle from Hallandale High. He also his son plays at LSU. We were talking about LSU before. That's who Miami opens up against. So, and we thank so much Josiah Pierre, University of Miami commitment, for joining us. Like I said, up until 9 o'clock this evening, we're excited about our last three guests. I hope you stay with us. We'll be right back. Hi, Larry Scott, assistant coach at University of Florida, will join us about 8:45. Trying to get Coach John Battle from Hallandale. We'll get him in just a few minutes. But right now I want to talk a little high school football. As you said, we were talking all night about some of the contenders, coaches talking about some of the players. This time of year when Josh Wilson was on with us, he says everybody's a champion this time of year, and certainly that's the fact. If you read our South Florida High School Sports.com spring preview today, Christopher Columbus was the team, and certainly a program once again to be reckoned with. Head coach Chris Merritt joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, Larry. I'm good.
And being flexible, too, coming in on a little early. We knew we were going to count on you for that short relief, but you came through. This is never a dull time for you, obviously, if it's not your program during the season, the spring, and some of the summer. It's USA football, and you're kind of busy with rules committees and all this stuff. So you've immersed yourself in this, and I know you enjoy it. Talk about that and hardly ever being home.
Well, I mean, there's times that I circle on the calendar that I'm Columbus football and
yep.
Month of May. Yeah, that's one of those times. Yeah, I don't mess around with what puts the bread on the table, so to speak. So, you know, I'm kind of taking a break from all the other stuff right now. And once summer vacation hits, and that'll pick back up. But right now we're focusing on getting this team developed and answering some questions that we have in our own depth chart and getting that done.
You know, Coach, every year at this time, everybody goes, yourself, goes through some changes personnel-wise. I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean, you have an idea somewhere along the line who you're plugging in, but it's the kids after that. It's the depth after that, those kids who assume that leadership role as starters, who have worked hard to get in that position. But then the kids behind them, where you have to teach them, they have to learn. That's a process during the spring that's helpful as well, isn't it?
It really is, and the way the track season has followed out, it's really kind of helped us because, you know, our kids did a great job last week. Coach Foyle winning the state championship in track, and those kids got done on Friday. But what the first 2 weeks of spring football did was allowed a lot of our young men to get reps they normally wouldn't have gotten. So we've done a very effective job the last 2 weeks of developing our depth, finding out who can play, you know, especially some of these younger guys. And we're in our second day of practice right now where we got all of our track kids back, and we are noticeably a much different football team now.
Yeah.
But we were able to develop depth that we aren't normally able to do.
Coach Chris Merritt joining us, head coach at Miami's Christopher Columbus High School. I didn't obviously need to remind anybody about last year and how it ended, but certainly a motivational tool for those kids who are part of that and know that they need to get over that hump and get back to a position where they can get the state. I know you don't have to remind the kids of that. I saw enough of them during the off season. They made a commitment on their own this year as well. A lot of the guys that I've run into to work harder, to do things, you know, to spend extra time. devoting themselves to the getting better and to being a team that doesn't stumble along the way. How's that gone? Because I know that some of your guys that are coming back that you look for leadership and look for that experience. You needed them obviously to be in a position where they can lead.
Well, my psychologist says not to talk about that game, but I want to thank you for bringing it back up.
Yeah, I had to.
Listen, the kids know what we left on the field, and they know, and we don't need to talk about it much. We do every now and then walk down to the one-yard line on the right hash, about 2 yards inside the hash, and point to the ground to remind them, hey, this is where we left it.
Right.
And, that's all the motivation we have. We these kids have a tremendous amount of pride in our program, especially within our district. Losing to a district team hurt doubly as much because we've taken a tremendous amount of pride in competing in our district over the last 17 years, and they know what's up. They know what's going on,
yep.
And we just gotta stand up, dust yourself off, and get ready to attack it again.
Yeah, no doubt. Chris Merritt joining us, head coach Christopher Columbus. You take a look at a lot of the kids that you had talked about, some of the young players. I know that we have written about them over the last couple months, kids who are going to assume that leadership role. But some of the guys that got an opportunity last year as freshmen and sophomore to get into your rotation who are definitely going to be assets. Before we talk about the young players, talk about a couple of the seniors like the Kalani Norrises that you're looking for. To take that ball and move it along and be an example to follow.
Sure, I think offensively we've got an excellent group of skill kids that are returned, and we have to find the answer at quarterback right now. But Kalani leads that group of receivers that we're excited about. It gives us some great matchups on some people. He, along with Lou Cristobal, we moved Lou from the offensive tackle to center.
Yeah,
that's where his college future is going to be. But Lou's done a great job of being the mentality. You know, these kids, they listen to Lou, and if I was them, I would too. I don't think the kid ever smiles much, but he's he's a tough kid that leads the mentality of our offense, and of course we need Kalani to perform like he did last year and better. And Kalani's going to play both sides of the ball this year.
Oh, nice!
And, we're playing several kids both sides. Demetrius Ford, we're going to play both ways. Xavier Henderson's going to play both ways. These are all kids that are, they're elite athletes, and they need to be on the field as much as possible. And
yeah.
Then, Courtney Holmes and Henry Parrish as well.
Well, and this is something you have done in the past. You've used your kids on both sides, but not as much now. Obviously, like you said, when you have that type of elite talent, and they are. I mean, you mentioned a Henry Parrish, and here's a kid who's a young guy, but probably one of the best in the country. I mean, you look at some of your receiving core. And you know what? At this time last year, I don't think you were sold on your quarterback situation either. So, see, I think you come in with a lot of similarities. It's up for grabs. There's a lot of guys working really hard. I know at every position. I'm waiting to see how some of your defensive ends, the young DN kids, and some of your linebackers perform, because I watched them, just in drills and going through, camp and combine, settings. But wow, I mean, they're very athletic. They're passionate about the sport. Talk about some of the young kids that you expect a lot out of.
Well, I think that we've got one of the best D lines that we've had in a while. Jeremy Passmore is just on a different level.
Yep.
All together. But you've got Dylan Perez on the inside, who's received several Division I offers. The young man who transferred into us, Elijah Roberts. We just don't make them like that at Columbus. But that fills up the doorway. Those are the guys that every good team or great team that I've had the chance to coach at Columbus in the last 17 years, whenever we've had a D-line, man, we've had a shot.
So, yeah.
We're going to rely heavily on them, and Max VR is another one. We expect to start contributing in a lot of ways. Our linebacking crew is going to be the question, how well they develop, and that's going to be key. They're led by Jordan Griffin, who's a returner.
Yeah.
And then secondary-wise, but we're going to play enough kids both ways in the secondary. I think that we're going to be as athletic as anybody.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And you also, as we asked you last year, what it felt like to watch Trajan Bandy, perform less than a year after you had him, playing for you. What was that like? I mean, because that's got to be a thrill for any, for parents, let alone a coach who spends most of his time with him.
Well, listen, we have three kids that were in that secondary with C.J. Henderson,
yep.
Josh Jobe, and Trajan Bandy.
Yeah.
And all three of those kids are on the nation's platform when it comes to college football. We'll see how well Josh plays this year coming up. But Trajan and Chris, C.J., those guys, they played lights out. I don't think anybody expected what they brought to the table at Florida or at Miami. And tremendous amount of pride, and it's great to see they were practiced last week, and it was great to see them in town and come by and say hi, and they mean a lot to us.
Yeah, no doubt. And so your spring game's coming up. You play Lehigh from the Fort Myers area.
Yeah, we're coming over next Thursday, the 17th, 6 o'clock at the school. They're a pretty well-coached team. Coach Cheney does a great job over there, and they have some prospects, so we're expecting a lot of college coaches at the game, and suited up right back, coming back to Columbus.
You have anything coming up this weekend where some of your former students can come by and watch any scrimmage? You have any inter-squad scrimmage plan or not?
Well, we're at the point now. I think tomorrow we're going to go Thursday we're going to go some goal line short yardage. But then we're getting into Lehigh on Friday, and we have a 3-day prep week, so we're done being against each other on Thursday. And we're going to get this team prepped like a normal in-season game.
Good stuff. Coach, appreciate it. Thanks so much, as usual. And didn't mean to bring it back up, but, that's part of what I am.
Hey, it is what it is, man.
Yeah. Thanks, Coach.
Take care.
All right, buddy. Coach Chris Merritt, Miami Christopher Columbus. Tell you what. That was Danny. Last year they're up 20-0 on Miami High in the fourth, going into the latter stages of the game and lost. So,
oh no!
Yeah, they could have crushed. they would have made a huge impact at state. I think they could have won it all. But hey, listen, that happens. You got to finish it off, and this year's Columbus team is going to go right back at it. We got into track a little bit in the first hour with Jacquez Stewart from Northwestern, who won a state title as well as a football state title. Now we move back into track. Somebody I've known for a number of years, great guy, great coach, great father. He's just a great supporter of athletics. His son goes to LSU. He's the head track coach at Hallandale's been for a number of years, and he came home and the school came home with two state team titles over last weekend. Coach John Battle joins us. Coach, thanks so much and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Larry. Thank you very much.
I know it's a huge thrill for you because you were there from the beginning and you saw how to build this program and what it took, and you surrounded yourself with coaches, and as things got a little bit more specified, you got a weight coach, you got this, you got that, into a program now that everybody looks up at. Girls win state, boys win state. If they're not in the top couple every year, it's a surprise. Talk about that and how you built it.
Well, it started back in, say, 2002. And, just working to put the right pieces together and putting kids in the right position in the system that we developed. And I can tell you, it's been some growing pains, but it's well worth it. And I think the key thing is finding good people to be around good kids. And I take my hat off to my incredible coaching staff, who did a phenomenal job working with the kids this year. And believe it or not, my parents did a phenomenal job in making sure that the kids needed everything they did. And most importantly, our athletic administration and our school administration for their support throughout the years.
And obviously, you've combined. You got a lot of kids, not all, but you got kids that played football on the boys' side. You got girls who bought into the program at a young age through the youth program, and things kind of fell into place. But like you said, if it wasn't for parents, everything has to fall into, you could be a top 10, top 15 team and things could be all over the place. But to be, to be the Northwesterns, to the Hallandales, programs like that that win the team titles, everything has to fall into place. So, especially with as hard as everybody is working around the state.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. And it's all about building a winning culture. And that's one thing we thrive for day in, day out at Hallandale High School. It starts in the classroom and it carries on and onto the track. And so, having people around me like, Calvin Ghosh and Don on Heaven, Don Spann, Jamie Davis, all my coaches, Coach Mobley, and then like this incredible group of kids who just had a mindset where they refused to lose and they had a never back down mentality. They take on all challengers, even us as coaches, the challenge that we put on them throughout the year. They embraced it really well. That's what I would love to tell you and tell everybody else. This is an incredible group of young kids.
Yeah. No, it seems like it got a good mix. Not all just seniors, but you got some young kids that are going to be back and continue that, things going the way they are. And also, people don't understand, but you go to a track, a state track meet. You're talking the elite of the elite, no matter if it's sprints, long distance, the field events, high jump. But you're talking about people that, you may see Olympic trials, you may see at elite colleges. I'm sure over the years that you've done this, you've seen a lot of competitors, whether it just be here or wherever you guys travel during the off season, and you're seeing them now at a high level or maybe at an Olympic trial or maybe even in the Olympics. So to you, this is, And you being a football guy too, you're seeing it from both sides.
Yeah, that's what people forget. I'm a football guy. So it's like, with me and this track run, I definitely fell in love with the sport, and it became my deepest love right now is coaching track and field, even more so than I was when I was in the arts and I was doing theater. So track and field just really grew on me, and just the idea of that you can make someone better. From one process and going into another process. And then you see them in different systems when they get to the collegiate level and pro level. It's an incredible thing.
Coach John Battle, Hallandale High School head track coach. That's another thing, too. You're one of the guys, and I point that out when you find, and I look at your son and I look at your family, that you've found that balance between academics and athletics. And you've always done that. It's an unwritten rule in your house. If you don't get it done in the classroom, then, you'll never see the athletic field. Talk about that, too, because I think that's so important, especially in this day and age where these kids have poor, academic standards coming up. They have nobody sending them in the right direction, and you come across a lot of those kids.
Well, I like to tell, we have a saying, the most important part of our practice is study hall, and we take it a little bit further where we say if you don't make the grades, you don't make the stage. That's the big stage of performing on those Saturdays or those Wednesdays when we have these meets that we go to, because we like to go into the meets where the competition is very deep, and so these kids are track athletes through and through. And so when you have something that they really love and they'll do anything, you put in front of them to get to it, so you don't take it away. So it's stepped up to the challenge academically and both athletic. I'm proud to say that as a coach, because our team carries an average of a 3.0 GPA. Several of our students in the top 10% of their graduating class, and so that's a unique thing to have when you're dealing with athletics, because of so much time that they spend with their sport. And so to equal that with academics, that's just a testament of the system that we have in place.
Of the graduating kids or the kids that are going to be that are seniors this year, how many kids already have either college scholarship or something pending?
Well, out of the 21 seniors that we have, we're down to the last few.
Wow.
Getting accepted into universities, and we're trying our best to get each and every one of those students some type of athletic scholarship. In track and field, that's one of the more difficult sports to receive full scholarships in. So I'm proud to say majority of our seniors have full ride offers and/or been accepted into a university of their choice. So that's what it's all about. I tell them, don't run from me and make me look good as a coach. You need to make sure that you're getting your due out of this two-way relationship. And so, for us to win a state title and you not to go to college, you know, that's something that had me tossing and turning all night.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, you did everything by me as a student athlete, and I didn't get you in college. So that's one thing that I really, really pride myself in doing, is getting students into a higher institution, or whether it's into the armed forces, whether they're going to a culinary art school, something. So
somewhere, just something.
You know,
something.
Yes, that's right, because we want to produce productive citizens to give back to our community, because we pride our community. We take pride in the Hollandale
sure.
area. Even our mayor is investing into our program. Our principal is investing into our program. So to produce well-rounded young people, that's very important to my coaching staff, my parents, and anybody involved in our system.
And also the city of Hallandale Beach also that kind of, you know, helps start these kids at a young age. You know, maybe it's not so easy. I mean, you look at a lot of these communities and you know, you got to have not only somebody to kind of like yourself or some of the guys in the city of Hallandale Beach who have kept this ball rolling from the beginning to make it possible for these kids to kind of take it all the way out to high school. So to me, and like I said, anything that's successful has to have an organization behind it.
That is correct. And so, you know, my hat goes off to the Hollandale Police Athletic League that governs themselves on our track. They've done a phenomenal job of working with us in our relationship, our partnerships. It's been a great feeder system for our program. It's governed by the Godfather. We like to say everyone knows him by Chocho, but his name is Alan Clare.
Yep.
He's someone that's been there with me, helping me, guiding me through this when I was a younger coach. And also the torch has been passed to Markel Williams, who's doing a phenomenal job with our youth league. And so, you know, the future is bright for Hollandale High School track and field. And we look forward to going into next year and seeing what we can do with this next group of incredible athletes.
Good stuff. Coach, I appreciate it. Congratulations, as always. You know, I always look forward to seeing you guys and coming over there. And, you know, I've been around there for a long time.
Yes. and you've been very good to Hollandale High School. We greatly appreciate it. I also want to shout out a few people because the team we had, Larry, has been incredible. So I want to give a big shout out to my seniors. Milton Ingram, he's the number one pound for pound thrower in the country when you combine both shot and disc. We have incredible athletes like Amari Ant-Man Johnson. He's the number one pound for pound hurdler in the state of Florida, and that's very hard to do with the speed here. We have some incredible seniors like Ja'Kir Williams, and I can just go on and on. The seniors who really laid it on the line. You know, going back to Imani Heaven.
Yeah,
phenomenal individual. I mean, she's a better human being than she is a thrower. Everyone is so impressed with her as an athlete, but you got to meet her in person. She's just an amazing young lady to be a coach's daughter, you know. So she's there from the beginning to the ending. And so,
good stuff.
You know, my hat goes off to this entire group. So if I left someone, please forgive me.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get you.
It's a great group.
All right, John. Coach, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Congratulations.
All right, thank you, Larry. Have a good one.
Anytime. John Battle. When we come back, we wrap things up. Larry Scott, University of Florida coach.
Legg Studios.
Morse has more. Ed Morris is your only Cadillac dealer of the year in Broward and Dade County.
What an introduction. The Gator song. Very seldom played in South Florida, but when it is, Danny G gets it rolled out. Thanks so much to John Battle in our last segment and Chris Merritt from Columbus and all the guests this evening. Tremendous evening of just started out at 7 o'clock with Josh and all the way to Al Bagnoli of Columbus, Columbia, and to Chris Merritt of Columbus. And wind things up with somebody who I think is, I think the world of. Great coach, great person, tremendous recruiter, but he has a grasp of everything that's going on. As you know, Larry Scott down here from Miami, but also Tennessee. And now these days with the Florida Gators, and when they hired him, they hired a really, really good one. He joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys, for having me, man. It's good to be back on.
Yeah, and it's good to have you. You're one of the guys that everybody still talks about fondly, no matter what. You're a stand-up guy. You've done a tremendous job and landed in Gainesville with a very promising program, very promising future, and a coach who's kind of been there and done that. Talk about it so far, how it's been for you.
I'll tell you what, it's been really, really good. You know, each and every experience that you have in this business brings on a whole different, you know, feel, a whole different deal and way things are run and how things go. And so it's just another one of those experiences where you're with a group of guys and a group of coaches that Coach Mullen assembled together that are very experienced from the NFL, from a coordinating standpoint to national championships to all of those things, and what happens is you get a chance now to be around guys that know what it looks like, know what it feels like, know how to recruit to it, very professional at what they do, in you know, on the field, off the field, from recruiting to the development of players, both as young men and as football players. So it's a unique time. It's a great time, and it's really good. And I'm very fortunate to be a part of what Coach Mullen is building and what we're going to do here at Florida.
And as far as fan bases, you have been at two pretty decent ones with Tennessee. Obviously, that's a religion. Well, mostly anywhere in the SEC, but there and in Gainesville, where I mean, it doesn't matter who's playing. They're going to pack the place. They're going to support their program. Talk about that environment. I mean, you grew up in a smaller town, so you know what the smaller town environments are. Talk about that and how that you went from the big lights and you know, everything open 24 hours to a city that kind of rolls up a little bit, but that's a good thing.
Oh, it's a very good thing. It's how you grow up, and you know, it's everything that I was around as a kid. You know, was you know right near you know. Yeah. 10 to 16 miles away from Ben Hill Griffin, Frost Pools, the orange juice business. So everything that I was around was, you know, basically, you know, a Gator.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot
except
of my
your brother. Mates, except your brother.
Except my brother. No doubt about it.
I had
no
to get that in it. There.
There's always some exceptions to everything.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So, yes, yes.
But that's what we were around. That's what we were surrounded around. And from, you know, it's always been synonymous with greatness, with success and those type of things. You know, not just in the field of play and through athletics, but just, you know, academically and all of those things. So yeah. Just growing up around that and in the area that we were, that was Gatorland.
Yeah.
It was, you know, small town, and it's what people believed in. And Saturdays, that's where, you know, the first introduction to what great Saturday college football is all about, was being surrounded by everybody doing the Gator chomp and wearing the orange and blue and you know, telling everybody else their Gator bait.
So, yeah, yeah, well.
You know.
Now you get a chance to do that.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
Just another experience in this life of all the really good experiences that if you work hard and do things right, that, you know, good things happen to people. So
no doubt. Coach Larry Scott joining us, University of Florida. Another thing, too, is getting out and recruit and wearing that orange and blue. And, I mean, obviously, no matter where you go, state, southeast, everybody knows what the Gators are all about. That's got to help because it opens a lot of doors. Talk about that process. I mean, because I was talking with Tony Picoro, who's now down at Florida Atlantic, and we were talking about all the different places that you go during your coaching career and how, you know, how you sell those different schools. But in Florida's case, it kind of sells itself. I mean, people know the values. People know the type of talent. I mean, obviously, so now what areas do you recruit in now?
Well, right now I'm recruiting, you know, nationally for the tight end position.
Right.
We need to go. And then we all have some national areas around the country that we're all getting plugged into and going out and talking about the Gator standard and what it means to be a Gator and all those things. And then in state, I'm around the Polk County area, which is right in the gut of the state, which is closest to where I was born and raised. And then Tampa, Hillsborough County area.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at right now in recruiting. But, you know, we'll have a chance to get down south and recruit some of those guys down there and help out. One of the good things about our staff is no one really has an ego about, you know, stepping on each other's feet and recruiting area, whatever. We're going to use all of our relationships. We're going to do the very best we can to make sure we're adding the very best players, you know, to our program. And it doesn't matter whether I'm assigned to this area or this guy coaches that position. All those things don't matter. it starts at the top with Coach Mullen and how he wants things to be done, and how we operate on a day-to-day basis. So we're going to do whatever we have to do to make sure we're adding the very best players, to the program. And when you talked about the being a Florida Gator and walking in and doing things, it's about branding.
Yes.
And right now, and has always for a long time, that Gatorhead and the Florida Gator has been a very powerful brand. And then, to have other brands that are great brands attach themselves to the University of Florida, like Jumpman and Jordan and different things like that, it just opens more and more doors because of the power of the brand, so in the Gator standard. So I'm just fortunate enough to have the opportunity to be a part of it.
And also, too, Coach, I mean, it's gone on forever because Florida has the facilities, but you try to get as many kids on your campus as possible. I mean, I know it seems like an automatic, but there's some schools that, didn't catch on to that for a while. But you get an opportunity now to go to a program like that, and here's Dan Mullen, who's linked to Tim Tebow, is great, and everybody knows their relationship. And see, they're door openers. I mean, and you go to those smaller areas, in Union County and Lake Butler or Stark or Mulberry. I mean, Newberry, and you speak to those communities, and that's the heart of Florida Gator football, because of those people will be there forever. I mean, the people will graduate and move on, but those kids are those people right there, your fan base forever. Obviously, it's a small town, but you look at the facilities are as good as anywhere in the country. Talk about that too, because I know the kids love to hear about anything new coming to the facilities or what you got upgraded or because they love that.
Yeah, well, currently in the future, there's going to be some major upgrades to the football facilities at the University of Florida. It's going to take a little bit of time, but they're coming. And along with that, we want to make sure that guys really get the importance and really understand what the college experience is really all about.
Yeah.
It's not about a building. It's not about bricks and mortars. It's not about all those fancy things, bells and whistles and all of those things. It's about tangible things, tangible life lessons, being around really good people, getting an opportunity to get a world-class, first-class education in a public school system that will offer you an opportunity and open more doors than you could ever imagine for yourself down the road. And then it's a chance to be around some of the best academically, socially, and athletically each and every day. You know, one of the things that really kind of just always sticks out to me every day you walk in the building, there's an atmosphere of championships. You know, you're talking about the baseball team's national champions. The softball team is SEC champions. The gymnastics squad just, the team is full of Olympians and win national championships.
Yeah.
You know, the swim team, national championships.
Basketball's
team,
always
national
in there.
Championships. Basketball championships.
Well,
it's synonymous with winning and winning at a very high level across the board.
Yeah.
Academically, athletically. So you talk about the Gator standard. It's a standard of championships. And that's the expectation, and that's why you choose to come to the University of Florida. If you want to be in the same breath with the best, and you want to have an opportunity to be with the best, and you got an opportunity to be a Florida Gator, you might want to take a really, really strong look at that and consider being that.
No doubt. No doubt. Coach, I appreciate you taking the time. I know we tried to get you guys going, and certainly you come through. And a lot. And I can't tell you that everywhere we go, they talk about you, and that's a good thing. And when you talk to your brother, tell him I said hello, and send me some more of his kids. He needs to send me some more of his kids. Coach, keep it up, man. We're watching you. We're following you. You're one of the bright stars. And again, thanks so much for taking the time.
I appreciate you guys for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.